Thousands of Turks, singing and waving the national flag, have turned out on the streets of the main cities in support of the government. As night fell, the main squares in Istanbul were packed with people, chanting that neither their land nor democracy could be taken away by soldiers. Kashar Yonedi is in Istanbul.
Here in the European side of Istanbul, we have a gathering of more than 1,000 people chanting in support of their president and chanting against the coup attempt. A similar gathering of thousands of people also has been reported on the Asian side, where a confident President Erdogan appeared among the supporters and gave a speech saying that the military, the army, the majority of the soldiers are with the government and are with him. And in response to chants from the people who were asking for the execution of those involved in the coup attempt, he said the parliament should decide about this.
Mr. Erdogan called on the United States to extradite the exiled Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom he accuses of being behind the plot. Mr. Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania, denies any involvement and has denounced the coup attempt. The U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, said the Turkish authorities must show proof of any wrongdoing by Mr. Gulen before extradition could be considered. Close to 3,000 soldiers, including several generals, are now in custody following the collapse of the coup attempt. Our Turkey correspondent, Mark Lowen, says the events of the last 24 hours underline the deep divisions within Turkey.
The army was long the guarantor of Turkey's secular constitution, which the Islamist president Recep Tayyip Erdogan has largely disavowed. He is adored by his supporters, more conservative, pious Turks, but loathed by his critics, who point to his clampdown on freedom of expression and growing autocracy, constantly hitting out at his opponents. The attempted coup has failed, and Mr. Erdogan has rallied his supporters. Turkey's political bruiser will emerge strengthened by this, as he paints it as the survival of Turkish democracy.
The French government has called up 12,000 police reservists to help boost security after the truck attack in Nice, in which more than 80 people were killed. The Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, also appealed to what he described as all willing French patriots to sign up as reservists. Lucy Williamson reports.
The exhaustion of France's security forces is a vivid sign of the nation's trauma. Three major attacks in 18 months and a state of emergency in place across the country. The government is facing mounting criticism for not keeping its citizens secure. They say we're at war, one commentator wrote this week, but we live as if we're at peace. The far-right leader, Marine Le Pen, has called on Mr. Cazeneuve to resign, saying that France had the means to defend itself, but that its leaders were too weak to do it.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The panel investigating the crash of EgyptAir 804 says the word fire can be heard on the cockpit voice recorder. The plane was flying from Paris to Cairo when it crashed into the Mediterranean Sea last May, killing all 66 people on board. The panel, which includes French and American experts, said it was still trying to find out how and why the fire started. Britain's new Prime Minister, Theresa May, says Australia wants a free trade agreement with the United Kingdom as soon as possible. She said her Australian counterpart, Malcolm Turnbull, had expressed enthusiasm for such a deal during a phone conversation. Mrs. May has said her government is determined to make a success of leaving the European Union, and one way to do this is to negotiate separate free trade pacts with major partners across the world. The Venezuelan authorities have opened their border with Colombia for the second time this month to allow people to cross over to shop for basic foods and medicines. Our America's editor, Candace Peart, reports.
Buses have been leaving all week for the Colombian border from cities across Venezuela. 35,000 people crossed over last weekend. Officials say they expect even larger crowds this time. The crossings were closed last year on the orders of President Nicolas Maduro to fight cross-border crime. People are mainly after oil, flour and other ingredients to make the Venezuelan staple flatbread arepas. The country is in a severe economic crisis, which many blame on government mismanagement. Many supermarket shelves are empty and there are day-long queues outside.
The first images from what will be the world's most powerful radio telescope have revealed 1,300 new galaxies in a tiny corner of the universe where only 70 were previously known. South Africa's Meerkat telescope, which is 600 kilometres from Cape Town, will eventually be four times more powerful than it is now. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。